Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live this morning is John Cohen, National Security Analyst for ABC News in Washington. John, no doubt you've been following the events here as Buffalo has been the focal point of the nation since Saturday afternoon following this horrific shooting. I want to start with, it is so hard to understand how this shooter became radicalized at the age of 18.
Yeah, good morning. A horrible tragedy, my heart goes out to everybody in Buffalo, and in particular the families of those who were slain. And we should all be saddened by what we are seeing occurred in Buffalo, but we shouldn't really be surprised. This is exactly the type of threat that FBI and the Department of Homeland Security have been warning about for the last several years, as recently as February 8th when they issued their NTAS bulletin. The threat environment is one that that all too many communities have experienced, but involves lone offenders who use violence as a way to express their anger at society and their own personal life. It's a threat that's fueled by extremist content that's found on the internet, that's placed there very often by foreign and domestic threat actors, meaning foreign intelligence services, terrorist groups, violent extremists. And when you have an individual who feels disconnected from society, who is angry about their plight in life, who is spending hours a day viewing violent and extremist material, who are angry, who want to are looking for the justification to use violence as a way to express that anger, they eventually find something online that gives them that validation, and that's what we have here.
We were just speaking with a mental health professional in studio here, and that point of being disconnected with society, this obviously a racist ideology that somebody was obsessed with to the point that they carried out this terror attack. But how alarming is it that we could be talking about more and more people who are not connecting with their community, with other people on an individual level, and instead spending their time online? And whether that's taking in this type of content, anything else that could radicalize people, or just anything that makes them more disconnected with society?
So that's a very important question, and you just put your finger on the dynamics of this threat environment. One, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're a very polarized society, and increasingly that polarization has evolved into anger, and it's anger that's directed at those who disagree with you, those who promote public policy agendas that are inconsistent with your views. And so you have that polarization and anger. Our adversaries, again, Russia, Iran, China, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, even people within our own country who want to facilitate the fall of our government because they believe it is corrupt or they believe that change is necessary, have increasingly used social media platforms, other internet-based forums to promote content in the hopes that it will be consumed by people who are vulnerable to engage in violence and it will influence their actions. So your point is exactly right. People often ask, John, what do we do about this? part of the solution is making sure we have a consistent level of capability in communities across the country to see these people and to provide them the help that they need in order to mitigate the potential that they engage in violence. But the other part of it is we need to do something societally that about the anger and the willingness to use violence as a way to express that anger that's become all too pervasive.
John, could someone conceal this kind of behavior from their family, this kind of hate? And if a family member does see something like this, what do they do?
Yeah, so as we have studied past attacks like this, what we have found is that pretty much in every single case, the person who conducted the attack engaged engaged in behaviors that either online or physically that family members, friends, and others observed. So it goes back to what I was just saying a moment ago. What we need to be able to do is that when people see those behaviors, there has to be a place that they can let people know at a local level. And it's not just law enforcement. It's law enforcement, mental health professionals, faith leaders. And then those local jurisdictions have to have a plan. They have to have the ability to assess the risk posed by an individual and mitigate that risk through a threat management strategy. Now, that may sound, my wife always says that when I say that, it sounds like a long-term solution. It's going to take a long time to do that. But we actually see jurisdictions across the country that have employed these types of strategies and have done so successfully and have stopped attacks. And even in this case, the individual was referred to a mental health evaluation. He spent a day and a half being evaluated. It's unclear, though, whether he became the subject of a threat management strategy at the conclusion of that evaluation. That's a question that I think people who review these circumstances will take a hard look at.
John, thank you. John Cohen, National Security Analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.